bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the fourth chapter of 2 Timothy. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Anyone who has ever attended a voters' meeting knows that the church is not a perfect place where everyone comes together in perfect agreement. Even so, it is unusual to see two pastors battling openly, especially when those pastors are father and daughter. According to One News Now, that is exactly what is happening at the Crystal Cathedral. The row began when the current head pastor of the church, Robert Schuller's daughter, Sheila Schuller Coleman, asked members of the choir to agree to a covenant which asked them to refrain from living an overtly homosexual lifestyle. Robert Schuller strongly opposes the covenant, saying that it went against the message of tolerance and acceptance that he believes in and has preached at the Crystal Cathedral for years. He added he is too well educated to criticize a certain religion or group of people for what they believe in. Wow. While I appreciate Pastor Schuller's honesty and his devotion to his position, it should be noted that the Word of God, and not how well a pastor is educated, should be the judge of the sins which are condemned and the Redeemer's blood-bought salvation which is offered. Like my seminary education taught me, we don't make it up as we go along. We preach the word, all of it. Why? Because we have a Savior who gave his life from beginning to end to rescue us from our sins. If we don't speak God's truth, then we make the Savior's sacrifice meaningless and unnecessary. Having said that, you will understand why today's prayer includes pastors and all those who preach the word. May their words reflect the Lord's will and wishes. We pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, today I give thanks for your Son who gave his life for my forgiveness and salvation. Today I also remember those faithful who proclaim the story of salvation, both law and gospel, as you intend. May they continue to preach the word, both in season and out of season. In Jesus' name, amen.